2021年河北省初中毕业生升学文化课考试英语试卷黑马卷三。第一题，听句子，选出句子中所包含的信息。下面你将听到五个句子，每个句子读两遍。请你听完句子的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中，选出包含所听信息的选项。
Number 1. The school bell rang.
The school bell rang.
Number 2. The game will take place at 8:15.
The game will take place at 8:15.
Number 3. We would like to go out for a picnic.
We would like to go out for a picnic.
Number 4. I'll buy a gift for George.
I'll buy a gift for George.
Number 5. The problem wasn't easy enough for me to work out.
The problem wasn't easy enough for me to work out.
Number 2. 听句子，选出该句的最佳答语。下面你将听到五个句子，每个句子读两遍。请你听完句子的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中，选出该句的最佳答语。
Number 6. Hello, Mary is not here.
Hello, Mary is not here.
Number 7. What's your mother's job?
What's your mother's job?
Number 8. Can you tell me the way to the museum?
Can you tell me the way to the museum?
Number 9. How is the weather in your city, Charlie?
How is the weather in your city, Charlie?
Number 10. Can I take your order?
Can I take your order?
第三题，听对话和问题，选择正确答案。下面你将听到五组对话和八个问题，每组对话和问题读两遍。请你听完对话和问题的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中，选出正确答案。请听第一组对话。 回答第十一题。
Welcome. What can I do for you?
Oh, I'd like a hamburger and a cup of juice to take home.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
Welcome. What can I do for you?
Oh, I'd like a hamburger and a cup of juice to take home.
Anything else?
No, thank you. Question number 11. Where are the speakers?
Where are the speakers?
请听第二组对话，回答第十二题。
Amy, what do you usually do after school?
I often have supper first. Then my father and I walk our dog. And before going to bed, we read books together.
What a warm picture. How about weekends?
He sometimes takes me to the park to go boating.
Amy, what do you usually do after school?
I often have supper first. Then my father and I walk our dog. And before going to bed, we read books together.
What a warm picture. How about weekends?
He sometimes takes me to the park to go boating.
Question number 12. What do they sometimes do on Sundays?
What do they sometimes do on Sundays?
请听第三组对话，回答第十三题。
Oh, this wallet looks very nice. How much is it?
200 yuan, and it will be 20% off with a VIP card.
That's still a little expensive. May I have a look at this one?
Of course. It's beautiful too, and it only costs 100 yuan.
All right, I will take it. Oh, this wallet looks very nice. How much is it?
200 yuan, and it will be 20% off with a VIP card.
That's still a little expensive. May I have a look at this one?
Of course. It's beautiful too, and it only costs 100 yuan.
All right.I will take it. Question number 13. How much will the man pay?
How much will the man pay?
请听第四组对话，回答第十四、十五题。
James, can you have dinner with me on Wednesday?
I'm sorry, Linda. I have much homework to do that day. But Friday is okay.
Well, let's make it Friday.
That would be nice. When and where should we meet?
6:30 p.m. at the school gate.
Okay. May I invite Gary to join us?
Sure. I'd like to see him.
Great. See you then.
James, can you have dinner with me on Wednesday?
I'm sorry, Linda. I have much homework to do that day. But Friday is okay.
Well, let's make it Friday.
That would be nice. When and where should we meet?
6:30 p.m. at the school gate.
Okay.May I invite Gary to join us?
Sure. I'd like to see him.
Great. See you then. Question number 14. When are they going to have dinner together?
When are they going to have dinner together?
Question number 15. Who will the boy invite?
Who will the boy invite?
Hi, Lily. How did you spend your holiday?
Hi, Sam. I went to the People's Square with Jack and Cecilia.
Wow. How did you go there?
We decided to go there by car at first, but it's not very far, so we chose to take number 2 bus there.
What did you do there?
We took some photos and watched a movie, and we enjoyed a full day there. What about you?
I just stayed at home and helped my brother with his shop.
What a meaningful activity.
That's for sure. Hi, Lily. How did you spend your holiday?
Hi, Sam. I went to the People's Square with Jack and Cecilia.
Wow. How did you go there?
We decided to go there by car at first, but it's not very far, so we chose to take number 2 bus there.
What did you do there?
We took some photos and watched a movie, and we enjoyed a full day there. What about you?
I just stayed at home and helped my brother with his shop.
What a meaningful activity.
That's for sure. Question number 16. How many people went to the People's Square?
How many people went to the People's Square?
17. How did Lily and her friends go to the People's Square?
How did Lily and her friends go to the People's Square?
18. What did Sam do during the holiday?
What did Sam do during the holiday?
4. 听短文和问题，选择正确答案。下面你将听到两篇短文和七个问题。短文和问题读两遍。请你听完短文和问题的第二遍朗读后，根据所听内容，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出正确答案。请听第一篇短文，回答第19至21题。
Hello, everyone.It's time for group discussion, and the topic is, If I Were You. Looking at these words, what can you think of? You can share all of your ideas with your classmates. Please speak actively. Now I'll divide you into 8 groups and 4 students in each group. After discussion, I'll invite one of the group members,to share their ideas. Let's begin.
Hello, everyone. It's time for group discussion, and the topic is, If I Were You. Looking at these words, what can you think of? You can share all of your ideas with your classmates. Please speak actively. Now I'll divide you into 8 groups and 4 students in each group.After discussion, I'll invite one of the group members to share their ideas. Let's begin.
Question number 19. Who is probably talking?
Who is probably talking?
Question number 20. What will the students do next?
What will the students do next?
Question number 21. How many students are there in the class?
How many students are there in the class?
Do you know Walk to School Week? The activity started in Australia in 2012. The idea of this activity is to cut down the number of cars on the road during the rush hours of the day. This activity encourages children to develop the habit of green travel. It is also good for their health. I think it would be great if more people take their children to school on foot. It saves a lot of money and makes the traffic better around school gates. In fact, 1/5 of the people around Australia use cars to pick up their children, while 2/5 take buses. But experts advise that children should do much exercise by walking to school. Let us do it at once in order to keep healthy.
Do you know Walk to School Week? The activity started in Australia in 2012. The idea of this activity is to cut down the number of cars on the road during the rush hours of the day. This activity encourages children to develop the habit of green travel. It is also good for their health. I think it would be great if more people take their children to school on foot. It saves a lot of money and makes the traffic better around school gates. In fact, 1/5 of the people around Australia use cars to pick up their children, while 2/5 take buses. But experts advise that children should do much exercise by walking to school. Let us do it at once in order to keep healthy.
Question number 22. When did the activity start in Australia?
When did the activity start in Australia?
Question number 23. Why was this activity started?
Why was this activity started?
Question number 24. What does the speaker think parents should do?
What does the speaker think parents should do?
Question number 25. How many Australians use cars to pick up their children?
How many Australians use cars to pick up their children?
Question number 26. 请你听完短文的第二遍朗读后，根据短文的内容和提示，在信息表中相应的横线上填入所缺信息。
I'm Jane. I have a wonderful school life. There are a lot of different clubs in our school. The sports club has 4 teams, including basketball, football, volleyball, and ping pong. They hold activities on Friday afternoon. I often go there to improve my skills. The music club has a famous music teacher from a nearby university. She is quite popular with students, and I have learned a lot from her. The members can come on Thursday afternoon. The English club has the most students of all the clubs. I go to the English club every Tuesday afternoon to talk with the members in English, watch and discuss English movies with foreign teachers.
I'm Jane. I have a wonderful school life. There are a lot of different clubs in our school. The sports club has 4 teams, including basketball, football, volleyball, and ping pong. They hold activities on Friday afternoon. I often go there to improve my skills. The music club has a famous music teacher from a nearby university. She is quite popular with students, and I have learned a lot from her. The members can come on Thursday afternoon. The English club has the most students of all the clubs. I go to the English club every Tuesday afternoon to talk with the members in English, watch and discuss English movies with foreign teachers.
听力部分到此结束，预祝同学们取得好成绩。